Dear Father in heaven, we thank you for this opportunity to kneel before you in Christian brotherhood to praise and worship your holy name. Thank you for bringing us through the trials and tribulations of another week. Thank you so much for okaying Daniel's visa to Japan. He has had many struggles, but with faith, you have opened the door, and we pray that you will give him the strength and focus to catch up on his studies when he arrives at college. There are many of us, Lord, who have struggles in the area of finance, family relationships, or health problems. We pray particularly for Kay Zane and her husband Curtis, as they have faced Kay's particular health challenges with chemotherapy. We pray for Pastor Abbott and his family as in their Christian leadership with us. And we ask that you will open our hearts and minds to today's message. We pray in your name. Amen.
Man, loving Father, Daniel has a lifetime of memories and attachment to this congregation. They have seen him grow. They have nurtured him. They have prayed for him. And then he's been a blessing in return. There are people in this church today as a result of Daniel's ministry. There are souls who have drawn so much closer. There are young people who've been mentored and befriended because of Daniel. And Daniel's going to be greatly missed by young and old and middle age and everyone in between, Father, because he's been such a blessing. But Lord, you've called him to another part of your vineyard now. He's going to the carpenter shop for a while, Lord, just like Jesus did. And so he could be trained and equipped and then be released, Heavenly Father, again. Not that he's not going to do great things while he's there, but we recognize this time as a time of learning and pray that you would give him efficiency with his studies, with his language learning, that things would come together and flow for him, and that he would learn the Japanese language so much quicker than he even hoped to, Father, because your Holy Spirit is giving him that gift. Thank you for being with him financially. It's been a miracle up to this point that he could even go, and still it'll take more miracles to come financially, but I claim your promise that you are the giver of every good and perfect gift, and I thank you for taking care of him. Spiritually, Father, in the midst of all of his studies and busyness, I pray that that time, his most sacred time, would be carved out for you, and that would be his holiest, best appointment of the day. More important than any other class meeting would be his time with you, Lord Jesus. And his ministry, I'm sure, to other students and to any outreach that would happen at the school. Holy Spirit, you are Daniel's sufficiency. Enter him, Holy Spirit, in a powerful new way to equip him for this great new venture of faith. May he glorify you. May he have a lifetime of miracles an adventure that honors you, bringing souls into your kingdom. And may we support him every step of the way. In Jesus' name, amen.